She's a singer, songwriter, and recording artist who has come out of her shell and is now on a mission to represent her beloved Isle Cayman wherever she goes. On the latest edition of Cayman Up Close, it's a sit-down with Erica Asai. You're listening to Radio Cayman. I'm Shanda Gallego, and this is Cayman Up Close, proudly sponsored by Cayman National.
Baby, I just need you to know what's on my mind. Just you and I, just you and I.
21-year-old Erica Asai has been singing and performing since she was 9 years old.
It all started on my Aunt Jody's belly in the living room. We'd always listen to 98.9 back then when it was Vibe. And she was around my age and we'd always dance and jump up and down to like maybe some of the soca music that was played or even like Beyonce. So I realized I could sing, like really sing, when I was like maybe 9, 10. And my mom actually walked in on me in the shower thinking I had the radio in the shower. And she's like, that was you? I'm like, yeah. And then I figured it was cool. So I started writing songs then because I never really had much friends because of like how I spoke compared to all of my other classmates. I grew up very stush. So my great-grandmother who raised me, she was a teacher at Cayman Prep. Her name is Mrs. Armstrong. I'm not sure if you know her, but she raised me and I spoke proper English. I spoke very prim and together. So I was always teased for that. So I never really made much friends. So I found comfort in music and I would let out my feelings through music and I would hone my English skills through poetry and rhythm and all that stuff. So yeah.
Wow. So a little bit of singing, a little bit of poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Do we play any instruments?
I play the flute and I could do my thing on the guitar.
Me like. Okay, so let's talk about the music. What's your sound like?
My sound is international, I like to think, because much like I can't really compare myself to anyone really, but if I had to, my writing style is like Sia. I like to write for different genres. However, I have my shtick that I stick to. How I structure my music and how I structure the verses and the choruses. However, no song will ever sound the same. So, for example, let's use Sia's song. She has Cheap Thrills and she has a Bird Set Free.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap Thrills goes like, baby, I don't need dollar, and then Bird Set Free. I don't care if I sing off key, if I'm myself and my mind. It's very different.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know it to Sia's song. So for me, I would say I have a very poppy, dance hall-y, Caribbean flair to what I do. I've been once told that I'm an Adele lady saw, so.
So that's awesome. And so you write music as well?
Yes, I do.
Do we prefer writing music over singing or performing? Which do you prefer? Which one do you love the most?
I like, or just singing other people's songs or what?
In terms of your music.
I like writing because it's very intimate. I get in touch with myself versus performing. It's a lot more about the audience.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be winding up, walking up, singing for the audience. However, writing is really how I feel, really some therapy.
Mm-hmm.
When I sit down and just put the pen to the paper.
Okay. You may have mentioned it earlier, but what is it that you enjoy about all that you do as a singer, as a songwriter, as a recording artist and performer?
I really do enjoy the effect that my music could have on people. I know for sure Sia's my girl. Like, she took me out of some really dark places, and that's my goal when I write and I sing. I really want to hype up the mood. Even when I meet people, I want to hype up the mood because you don't know what people are going through nowadays. Like, it's just, especially in the Cayman Islands, I've seen a lot of people that I've seen at work go through situations at home. Never really brought it to work, but maybe my song or the way I treat them or the way I react to them could change their whole outlook on their life or their day.
So we can agree that music is a changing factor.
It's powerful, man.
Wow. Okay. What piece of advice would you give for those that are also chasing their dreams, chasing after their dreams and pursuing what they love to do?
I don't want to be biased or obscure in any way, but secure your bag first. So get your education and hustle on the side. Do a YouTube channel. Connect with some producers. Just go for it. But do not forget that you got to get your education, you got to secure the bag, because music, as we all know, it's not really doing anything right now, but make sure that you're putting out content so that you could actually get discovered, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. Erica Asai has performed on many local and international stages over the years. She was also one of 9 local performers from the Cayman Islands who competed for the first time in the World Championships of Performing Arts at the Long Beach Performing Arts Center in Long Beach, California, Los Angeles.
So from 9 years old to now to today, where has your career in music taken you? What have we seen Erica Asai do, and what has she become today?
To be honest, when I started music, I started with one of my friends, and he used to work with my mom, actually. And what happened was, I wasn't as confident as I am now. And he basically was like, yo, you awesome, man. You cool. You good. And he really helped me boost my confidence as a young woman, as well as an artist. So he taught me how to go for my work, defend my work wholeheartedly. And I sing with a band now, sing with 7 Miles Long, do regular gigs and stuff. So I'm no longer afraid to go on stage and dance and jump up and down, make a fool of myself. And I've developed a lot. I've changed a lot. I'm a lot more outspoken. I'm a lot more free, I would feel, because as I said before, I felt that I had to please everybody. However, I can't please people if I'm not pleasing myself.
Mm. Do you believe in supporting and really coming together as a music community?
Definitely. As long as everybody's on the same page, really and truly, because some people would be all for themselves. Then others would be more giving to other people and not focusing on themselves. And then some people just want to work collectively to get stuff done. And I feel like if we could work collectively without any sort of corruption, we'd be straight. I'm down for it. But if it's not that, I'm not down, really and truly.
What motivates you? What really inspires you when it comes to music and life?
My mom. My mom's my biggest inspiration. That's my best friend. But no, seriously, my mom. Most of my songs are about my mom, because I haven't experienced life. She has. So I write about my mom, and I write about her experiences, how I feel about her experiences when she's going through. She may not have handled it the way I did, but she's going through all the drama. I'm not. So I'll just put myself in her place, getting in her business, and I'll write from her perspective, or it's like about my mom, about my parents. My dad wasn't really around, but he came into my life, I suppose, later on. Mm-hmm. But I wrote about stuff like that. He recently passed away, so I wrote a song about that. It's just different things that affect me. And I also write about my aunts, just my family, because my family is like everything to me.
Okay. Any upcoming projects? Anything in the pipeline?
Yes, I'm going to Canada next month, and I'll be recording my first ever EP. Should be dropping in the second quarter of the year, so keep your ears open.
Check out Instagram or Facebook at Erica Asai for more on her music. Erica Asai leaves us with this: Defy the Odds.
You've been listening to K-Man Up Close, written and produced by Radio K-Man's Shenda Gallego, proudly sponsored by K-Man National. Music by Caymanian artist Paul Chin.